I'm Steve Miller reporting. Germany's Interior Minister Horst Seehofer has offered his resignation over the country's immigration debate. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reports he's also the chairman of a political party allied to Chancellor Angela Merkel, and his exit could drag her fragile government with him.
A source says Seehofer didn't agree with EU immigration proposals Merkel brought back with her from a summit of heads of state last week. Separately, Merkel's also pushing for one-on-one deals with some EU countries to send migrants back to them if they passed through on their way to Germany's borders. Seehofer would rather turn back some migrants right at the border. If his party splits, while it could bring down her government, it could also be their own act of political suicide.
That was Reuters' Matthew Laritonda. The European Commission said Monday it would spare no effort in trying to avoid the U.S. to impose new import tariffs on cars and car parts over national security grounds.
And of course, we'll spare no effort, be it at technical or at the political level, to prevent this from happening. And I think that this, it's in this framework that it should also be understood, the trip by President Juncker later in the month to Washington.
The Commerce Department launched its investigation under instruction from U.S. President Donald Trump, who has repeatedly criticized the EU over its trade surplus with the United States and for having higher import duties on cars. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has delivered an impassioned defense of his wife. She's been charged last month with fraud and breach of trust for allegedly overspending roughly $100,000 on private meals at the prime minister's official residence. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the fleeing of the Rohingya from Myanmar to Bangladesh was probably one of the most tragic stories in relation to the systematic violation of human rights.
The road is a long road, but every road starts with a first step. And this is the kind of concession that was possible to obtain at the present moment from Myanmar. Let's test the sincerity of these concessions, and then let's move on in relation to the full rights of the people.
He praised Bangladesh's government for being generous toward the refugees, but that the solidarity of the international community was demonstrating toward the crisis was not necessarily being translated into reality when it comes to funding. The European Commission opened a fresh legal case Monday against Poland over changes to the Supreme Court that it fears will further undermine judicial independence in the largest ex-communist member of the bloc. VOA's Barry Newhouse has that story.
The EU has opened a broader investigation into the rule of law in Poland, which could lead to sanctions. But that is unlikely to happen, as any such sanctions would be vetoed by Poland's Eurosceptic ally, Hungary. But the latest legal move highlights Poland's growing isolation in the EU under the Law and Justice Party and weakens its hand as the bloc is negotiating its seven-year budget from 2021. Barry Newhouse, VOA News.
Thai Navy divers went into the dark, murky depths of a flooded cave Sunday as the search continued for 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach believed to be trapped since last week. Reuters' Mia Wormsley reports.
Rescuers in Thailand have begun day 9 of a desperate search for 12 boys and their soccer coach inside a flooded cave system. A specialist team worked to clear a clogged, narrow passageway on Monday. Divers from a Thai Navy SEAL unit are 500 meters away from an elevated chamber where the group may have taken refuge.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley. The Mount Agung volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali erupted Monday evening, ejecting a 2,000-meter-high column of thick ash and hurling lava down its slopes. The Indonesian Geological Survey Agency said that the alert level for the Agung volcano has not been raised and the exclusion zone around the crater remains at 4 kilometers. The Islamic State group on Monday claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan that killed at least 19 people, mostly Sikhs and Hindus. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London